It's Thursday. Hello, Doug Steffen here along with Jennifer Horn. November the 8th is upon us now. And the first item of interest is Lady Gaga announcing that she is donating $1 million to the Red Cross to supposedly help out those who are affected by Hurricane Sandy. Misguided, misdirected, how would you describe it? I don't know, Jennifer, I've forgotten whether you have the same feelings about the Red Cross as I have, but this, to me, is a waste of $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Red Cross, I always get into...
I feel that the Red Cross is too big, and I think a lot of it goes to running the Red Cross. And, you know, I mean, when you look at what happened in Thailand, I mean, they had so much money given to them that they started putting it in other places.
And Haiti as well.
And yeah, exactly. You want it to go where you want it to go.
It's a big corporate without being... It's a 501c3, so it's a non-profit, so they don't pay any taxes. They have a bloated bureaucracy, just like a... It's like an agency of the federal government. And not unlike when you look at some of these other circumstances that people give lots and lots of money. The Susan Komen Foundation comes to mind. $400 million a year. It's become a big, powerful political... And an angry arm of what ought to be justice for women. And people say, oh, my God, how can you say things like that? Look at the way it's run. Don't be so superficial. The election, if it hasn't taught us anything else, is how superficial, and it may sound smug for me to say this. Oh, who are you to say that we're smug? Look at the, I'm not going to do a lot of politics here because... it's good that the election season is over. If Ron Paul had been embraced by Mitt Romney, he would have won and won easily. If you look at the numbers, Barack Obama's support came again from young people. It did not come from the centrist whites who voted for him for change 4 years ago, but it came from every other group. And looking at the demography, which is a wonderful study, if you look at what our country is all about, how it's changing and how it has changed over all of our lifetimes, no matter how old we are, the excitement and enthusiasm younger people had for being involved in the process, the force majeure, if you will, aimed at Obama would have been blunted by Ron Paul being involved in the Romney campaign, because Paul had millions of men from the ages of 18 to 30 who were eager to vote for something that represented responsibility. And they didn't. They sat home. Young women voted for Barack Obama, and young men didn't vote for anybody. And so, you know, if there's anything to be learned here, what I'm gathering, and didn't pay attention much to this fact, Jennifer, during the course of things, Romney had some horrible people around him. The old school blackguards and blowhards who were basically steeped in what was rather than what is. And that's what the Republican Party's got to deal with. The Democrats as well, but not the same way. The Republicans and Ron Paul, having not been involved, and all these young people who are frustrated because they see the on the sunrise here around the corner as the new year begins, all these tax increases and all of the things that are going to affect them directly, not indirectly, but directly. People paying more in taxes to watch people not work who are their age. There's a real sickness there, and I think it'll be the fomentation of a very strong third party. That's what I see coming out. As the Republicans are becoming irrelevant, as was shown. I mean, you can say they won the House. There are particular nooks and crannies of this, but the significant losses that they suffered, other than Scott Brown in Massachusetts, who was a good guy and ought to have been reelected by most any account, even many Democrats, but those two boobs that ran in Indiana and Missouri, you know, those people, when the middle class, middle America looks at those people, they get very upset. And that's who keeps getting put forth. The Tea Party has a major message, and it ought to be listened to. But it isn't a social message. If you look at the trends, it's really interesting. I'm sure you've done this in California. Other than 37, which was unbelievable when you look at the corporate, you know, it flies in the face of what pretty much all the other ballot issues on many of the other ballots in most of the other states. There certainly is a left-leaning when it comes to social considerations, medical marijuana, gay marriage, things like that. the right to die, all those things where they were on the ballot, pretty much won. And that tells you that the demographics changing as they are, you got to look at those things. But still, and this is sort of the point I'm trying to make. Young women that are coming up the ladder in terms of the electorate want to have the government out of their lives. That's what the referendum showed over and over and over again. Young men want fiscal responsibility. And you saw none of that. You don't see any of it, even though we're close. What do they call it? It's tax-ageddon or something like that. What are they calling the whole business of being on the cliff after the first of the year? Too much increase in taxes and...
I don't know if I've heard about it. I feel like I'm on a cliff, though, so I'd like to know what it's called.
it's maybe tax-mageddon. That's what it is.
Tax-mageddon.
Tax-mageddon.
Okay.
Yeah. What an interesting phrase. Tax-mageddon is going to get you. Okay. There are a lot of points in this that need to be taken seriously. And so, anyway, I offer you that information to chew on, and then we move on, unless you have something else to add to that, Jennifer.
No, well said. I'm kind of in overload right now.
Yeah.
With election stuff, you know, it's so funny to see how the day after an election always plays out with your friends and family.
Uh-huh.
And you have the gloaters, then you have
your
people
mother.
That are depressed.
Your father.
It's just...
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Welcome to the day after.
All I know is Wyoming, find me a nice plot of land. I'm coming your way.
All right. So this is something that, in terms of retrospective, I saw somebody referencing the snow that has fallen. I have about an inch of snow outside.
Do you have some snow?
It's really depressing. It's all get out looking at the snow and
that
the wind.
That time of year.
But tomorrow, the temperature will be 50-something, and it's all going to go away. But today, it looks like winter. It really, really looks like winter here. And not a pretty picture.
Gotta hold a good thought for people that don't have power during
this. Well, there's folks in New York and New Jersey who have evacuated because they don't have any power.
Mm-hmm.
620 nursing home residents in an area of the Queens had to be moved out. A lot of coastline communities were moved out last night. This storm is not anywhere near as bad as Sandy, but there are still those people without power in New Jersey and in New York City. And if winds reach 40, 50 miles an hour as they're expected to, that'll blow some water up onto the coastlines. I think Michael said there was no snow where he was, but in northern Maryland and in Pennsylvania, there is some snow. And then the usual stuff, the delays at the airports in Newark, LaGuardia, JFK. If you're going to any of those three today, I'd wait till tomorrow if it were me. 800-510-8255 connects you to us. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com and Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Plus our social media, Facebook and Twitter. Lots of things happening there. We'll have Jennifer check in with her report on that in a matter of moments. We have lots of things to discuss as we go through this hour of the irregular news. We've given you the regular news, and now the rest of the hour will be aimed at hopefully putting you in a different place. Speaking of that, as we get into what now is considered after Veterans Day, which is what, next Monday? I suppose that we celebrate that. I think it's next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We have quasi holidays. We represent, we help celebrate our veterans by going and buying new sheets. The Veterans Day special, get 300 count per kale sheets. That's next Monday. As far as today is concerned, and through the weekend, and through next week, and through this month, and through the end of the year, if you're trying to lose some weight, have the suggestion from the folks who have put together this formula, excellent formula, Axia 30, the new weight loss formula with ingredients clinically shown to cause you to lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Does that ring a bell? That's not a good bell, is it? You want this bell better? That's a better bell.
That's the bell.
That's the bell that Axia 30 rings 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Best part is you never have to starve yourself. It works for men and for women. You'll average 1,850 calories a day for men, average 1,350 for women, and you'll lose with Axia 30, the 30 pounds in the 12 weeks. That's guaranteed or your money back, by the way. 800-525-8345, maybe the only number you have to know. And maybe that's the only thing you have to know. Axia 30, 30 pounds in 12 weeks, and the number, 800-525-8345. It doesn't hurt that it's a risk-free guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. So that's good to know. 800-525-8345. 90 days to see clear results. Lose the weight or your money back. That's the guarantee. Axia 30, 800-525-8345.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Utes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strattor P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Alba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Alba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, a lot of celebrity news that Jennifer has for us during the course of the hour, including a story about Jennifer Lopez, Kristen Stewart, Kirstie Alley still talking, or somebody's figuring out, trying to figure out who she loves. And then there's the rumor about Diane Sawyer and whether she had a stroke or not. Focus on this and some of the things that have been on Twitter. Just cruel. Cruel, cruel, cruel. We'll deal with that, too, in a few minutes. 21 after the hour.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey Boo Boo in the news? Honey Boo Boo? Yeah. Why? 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 Honey Boo Boo has a new pet chicken named Nugget. Yeah, hopefully things go better for Nugget than they did for her pet pig, Delicious.
Turns out it is not all bad news for the Republicans. I guess it seems depression is covered by Obamacare. So it will be covered. And some more good news. The president announced today he is not going to raise taxes on the entire 1%. Just Donald Trump.
President Obama defeated Mitt Romney last night. We know this for sure, despite the fact that the returns from Florida still have not been counted. Some people had to wait 5 or 6 hours to vote there. What goes on in Florida? They had 4 years to fix this, and they had 4 years to fix things before that. We need to make sure Florida never gets the Olympics.
Of course, today everyone was busy looking at all the different numbers, trying to figure out who voted for which candidate. This is very interesting. It turns out that President Obama beat Mitt Romney by 38 points among single women. They say it's because of Obama's final campaign slogan, Hope and Pinot Grigio. The president also got a lot of help in the election last night with 70% of the Jewish vote. When Jewish voters heard their support for Obama was so high, they were like, eh, could have been better.
I find that kind of interesting, given the president's stance with
Israel.
Yeah.
I know. I think that's interesting, too.
I think it just shows you the disconnect of the voting public with what really is going on. I think a lot of people just don't know. They just don't care. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, I think that stuff all blows up in your face sooner or later. A couple of excerpts from the daytime talk programs yesterday. Wendy Williams was talking about Jennifer Lopez. Apparently, or at least the rumor is, even though J-Lo denies getting this maid fired, that that's what happened. Come on, let's listen.
There is a new report. According to a maid that works at a luxury German hotel, she, the housekeeper, asked Jennifer Lopez for an autograph and got fired. Well, here's what the maid told a German magazine. And of course, you know I have an opinion. She says, I cleaned on her floor and I am an incredibly big fan, so I took all my courage and rang the bell to get an autograph, but I was rejected by two assistants at the door. First of all, a doorbell in a hotel room.
Fabulous, J-Lo.
But why would she ring the doorbell like that? She didn't get the autograph, and later on, she was fired by her employer because Jennifer Lopez allegedly complained. Aww. Jennifer Lopez got on Twitter, and Jennifer said, come on. I thought you knew me better than this. Would never get anyone fired over an autograph. First I heard of this was on Twitter. Well, you can believe a lot of diva-like behavior from Jennifer Lopez, and most of it I do, Jen. But I do not believe that you would get this this housekeeper fired. I believe that your assistants might have called to the front desk and said, you know, could you keep people away from Miss Lopez's door? There was housekeeping who just rang the door to specifically ask for an autograph. And maybe, see, to me, something like that only deserves perhaps a dressing down from your employer, you know, and have guests mind their privacy. This might have been a housekeeping person who they might have wanted to fire all along for budgets, or maybe they're just looking for three strikes, you're out. I don't know. Besides, Jennifer played a maid, so she wouldn't have a maid fired.
All right, here from The Ellen Show, things that have changed during her 10 years doing this program.
But the world has changed a lot in 10 years. Some of the things I talk about now didn't even exist 10 years ago. Facebook, Twitter, the iPhone, Sophia, Grace, and Rosie, they did not exist 10 years ago. When the show started, there was no YouTube. If I wanted to find cat videos, I had to go to some old lady's yard sale, buy a box of VHS tapes, take them home, and hope for the best. Television has changed, really. Everything went HD and the screen got wider. 10 years ago, you would not have been able to see this area right here. Can you imagine? We lived like barbarians.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. After years in the making, long delays, and other setbacks, the Dreamliner 787 is a reality for travelers. A couple of months ago, Boeing celebrated the one-year anniversary of delivering its first 787 Dreamliner to Japan's All Nippon Airways. And recently, United Airlines launched its first Dreamliner flight on November 4th. It will be mostly used on international flights, but it's starting out service on flights between hubs like Houston, Chicago, and Newark. So what's all the buzz about the 787? This plane isn't just huge. It's made of lightweight composites instead of aluminum that make it incredibly fuel efficient. We're talking 20% less fuel than a 767. But for you, the traveler, there are other important benefits, like humidity and cabin pressure much lower. So jet lag and dehydration are also reduced. And the bigger windows with larger overhead bins? Well, that's the icing on the cake. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Listen, your 5% cashback program is to die for. What's the new category?
You will love it. Right now, you can get 5% cashback everywhere you shop online through December, only from Discover.
Shut the door. 5% cashback? I shop online all the time.
No joke. Everywhere online.
Best category ever.
Only Discover gives you 5% cashback everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cashback on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Sending good wishes to you on this good day, the Doug Steffen Good Day way of starting the day. Listen to all the AYs there. It's like WAYY in Eau Claire. Hello, 800-510-8255, power to the people, the top stories. I guess that people are talking a bit about that earthquake in Guatemala.
Mm-hmm. 17
people were killed 28 miles southwest of Champerico. Is that how you pronounce it? Champerico, I think it is. Anyway, it's near the border of Mexico. Houses collapsed. When you look at the, this is kind of like Haiti. Looking at the pictures here this morning, and they'll be around all over the place. You can see them posted here, there, and everywhere. The essence of how badly homes are built, buildings are built in these areas. Just basically, it's almost like cardboard. There's no government supervision. People just build what they want to. So that's why there's so much rubble. And the Pacific Warning Center says there's a possibility of a local tsunami there, which wouldn't be particularly good for anybody under the circumstances. But pretty messy stuff down there. And once again, people come around to asking the question, Jennifer, what are we doing to our planet? Is this another sign of global warming? Is the plate underneath that part of the planet shifting? Well, it does and is, because that's what an earthquake is. The plates way down deep that basically hold up the land are moving. They move and have moved and continue
they
to move
constantly
and will
move.
Always move. Exactly.
Right.
So attributing that to global warming seems kind of silly, but it's okay. Think there are
whatever
things,
makes you happy.
Right. You want to be happy for the rest of your life. So we were talking about somebody took a shot at me for suggesting that the Lady Gaga contribution of $1 million to the Red Cross is misdirected. Why? Watch, look, listen, learn, pay attention to these big corporate entities that look for your money. And what do they do with the money? That's the thing that really bothers me. Even the big company that I saw, was it CBS? Yeah, it was CBS has gone all out to promote on its radio and television stations the need for donations and send money to the Red Cross. That is completely, not just a little, completely irresponsible. It is. Go find some local group that needs some help, some shelter, some, I mean, there are plenty of these places listed online where you can, if you spend a little bit. See, we have this, the news media guilts us into feeling like we need to do something. Okay, so I'm going to do, I'm going to send $100 to the Red Cross. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well,
why
we
would you do that?
Something, because we want to do something to make ourselves
right,
feel
so do
good.
Something
that's
that
quick,
really
but
helps.
Wait, that's quick and easy.
Yeah, okay.
And
like
so the
else.
Red Cross is, you know, sets up lines. In fact, I just got a text message yesterday from my best friend, actually, who said, I just donated $10 to the Red Cross, and you can too by texting 46505 or whatever the number was. So they have it so set up that not only did she donate $10, but then she enters in my information, and the Red Cross starts is sending me text message alerts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's very well set up. But yeah, what I like to do is I like to look for the small group that actually
some
go
church,
to
some...
someone's house and makes a difference. And, you know, I found when I talked about him yesterday, the Tunnel to Towers organization, where they actually were driving blankets to people that were not leaving their homes in Staten Island or driving food to places.
Yep. Yeah.
And those are the kind of things where you know your donation is going to really, really make a difference and not just go to funding a brochure.
Yep. And I think that's what you need to think about. Those of you who throw rocks, I know where we are, WMVO in Mount Vernon, the local director of the Red Cross got angry at the owner of the station because I say what I do about the Red Cross. So, sir, you're welcome to come on the air at any time. Please call us at 800-510-8255. Make yourself known to the folks at the station. They know how to get in touch with me. I'll be happy to have a conversation on the air with you and discuss what it is that you're doing.
My point is the Red Cross isn't bad. They do a lot of good for people. It's just there. It's not the only act in town. So if you want to do a little extra research, you want to find some of these smaller places that maybe don't get the sizable donations that the Red Cross gets.
What's done with the money? And go back over the last four or five major disasters and find out whether all the money has been sent to those places or has been used to help the people that supposedly are being helped. If, in fact, that's not the case, and it is not the case, then find, as I, and Jennifer put it better than did I, find some local, you can Google any place. You can find out who's doing what where and check out the local news media. But it might take 4 or 5 minutes instead of 40 seconds to write a check and send it. So you may have to invest a little time. But if it's your money, don't you want to spend it wisely? If it's your hard-earned money, don't you think it's worth a few minutes of your time to help, to work, to figure that this is an important way for me to spend my money? Donna listens to us in Evansville, Indiana on Good Day. Hi, Donna.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
I had a comment about the Red Cross.
Sure.
I know they do good works in a lot of places, but...
Yep.
2 years ago, when we were flooded out of our home, and they didn't have anything to offer us because I'm very disabled, and I need, you know, special circumstances. They didn't offer us any, like, special hotel or anything, you know, to where I could survive for a few weeks. They offered me two cots shoved together with an air mattress on it. And I asked them if they were going to pay for my broken hip because, you know, there'd be no way I could survive in that way. They said, oh, well, you can come down and eat at our shelters. But, you know, they did offer that.
Well, they're not set up for that sort of thing. So how did you eventually get help? What eventually happened that was good for you?
Well, who helped us was actually the Salvation Army.
Yeah,
because
group.
They gave us a gift card for Walmart.
Yeah.
Which, well, that meant we could buy the needs, because, see, we couldn't get into our home.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, shut us out of our home for over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what we would find when we got back there, but we didn't have anything. It was so fast. So I just had my doubts. I think you're right. I think you should find somewhere local.
Yeah.
Meets the needs and do that.
Yep, you're right, Donna. Thank you for the call. Good luck to you. 800-510-8255. That's the focus on the Purple Heart Service Foundation that we have here, although it's just meant for veterans. It's the same kind of a group. It's not a big group, but it's a group that is focused on helping veterans, and you don't have to have had a Purple Heart. You are a veteran. You prove that you are, and they'll help you with all kinds of claims and education and training and medical care. That's the kind of group again, fairly low key, that I like to support, and you can support them as well, by donating a car, give them some money, whatever it is that you want to donate. There are lots of things around that you may not be using. Farmers may have an old tractor. I can give them to the folks at Pearl. I wonder what the call is like on the other end. You call 877-743-1631. Hi, this is Doug Steffen. I'd like to give you a tractor. What do you suppose their reaction would be to that? I'll give you a tractor.
That would be great.
Yeah, hey, whatever. And they can turn that into cash and use it to help veterans in the Purple Heart Service Foundation's way of doing business. 877-743-1631 is the number to give cash, credit cards, all of these things are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation number, you may be moved to help them. Find out more about them, and it's easy. You can go to their website. It's mophsf.org, and then you know you're giving that's a word from the wise here, I guess, if this is wise. You'll just want to look for information about who you're giving money to. It's your money, so protect the investment, okay? It's a Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online, every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strattor P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
800-510-8255. How would you like to stop, reverse, or prevent the effects that aging have on your skin, Jennifer? The ultimate anti-aging skin care comes from the folks at Pure Attitude. All natural products, no water. Their serums are proven to stop, reverse, and prevent the aging of your skin. And right now, if you go online to justaskdavid.com/Doug, not only do you get a great deal on their three-piece skin essentials kit, but you get a free book. Actually, you can get two free books if you ask for them, but you got to go online to justaskdavid.com/Doug, ask for 101 recipes for beauty, and then there's a stop the sort of insanity when it comes to beauty. There are lots of informational tidbits from the big cosmetic companies. It's the same thing. It's big versus little, the same stuff. Isn't it interesting that the little new companies choose to advertise here? I mean, we have big companies as well, but the little, it's the little engine that can, some of these companies, and that's what this company that's put been put forth by David Pollack is all about. Pure Attitude, small but growing, and they have done such good research and good work to prove that what they are saying in their product line is, in fact, what happens. And when you think about it, it makes nothing but common sense. Get the water out. Water is not good for your skin. Water, in essence, it seems strange, but it dries out. You have to have something that hydrogenates. Is that the right?
Hydrate.
Hydrate. Thank you. That too. Hydrate your skin. So hydrate your skin, not with water, but the products, these serums, are engineered in such a way that there's no chemicals in them, and it just gives you, when they on your skin, you feel the difference, and it's really cool. That's what you'll love about it. You'll know you're doing the right thing. So purchase this three-piece anti-aging set. Normally it's $144 and will be when it gets into the cosmetic section of your favorite big department store. You can buy them now by going to justaskdavid.com/Doug for $88. And this for men and women, good stocking stuff or stuff to be thinking about. A lot of people are on to now their Christmas stuff. Free shipping and handling. It's justaskdavid.com/Doug. Or you can call them at 941-505-2631 to order Pure Attitudes, the prescription for youth, 941-505-2631. Jennifer and I are talking about some of the things, the usual things that are going on in the world. I'm noticing and I think, did you put this up on Twitter? We were talking about Diane Sawyer. I forget whether you said you were going to do that or not. What's
going on? I didn't post it, no.
No, okay.
But if you missed it, there is a video floating around the internet that actually blew up last night. I mean, talk about going viral. It went crazy. Of Diane Sawyer on election night where she looked like she was drunk. I mean, that's what most people were saying. It was not like her at all, so I was wondering if she had some sort of health issue. But check it out if you haven't seen it. I'll put it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. We also have a few topics for you to chime in on. We are celebrating our 25th anniversary on the Good Day Show, so we're doing a flashback. Are you ready for flashback time, Dougie?
Flashback, flashback, flashback.
We want to know what you were doing this day in 1988. Now, you don't have to be precise, because I can't remember what I ate for breakfast yesterday, but what was your life like in 1988?
What do you remember about 1988, 25 years ago?
Exactly. Check it out. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
In college, were you on your way to being married? Were you settled? Did you have a new job? What was going on that was good in your life in the perspective back to 25? Think about what was good in your life and send it along to us. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day Show. Whoops, what happened to Steve? Did I hit the button the wrong way? Michael, I may have hit the button. Steve wanted to talk about another one. I think, what did he say, MDA? He was talking.
Oh, the MDA, sure.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking about charities and the big charities getting all the attention when, in fact, it may be well worth your while. And I was saying, going on to Google, if it's something in your own community, most people are motivated to help in their own communities. So if you have something going on, you probably know how the solution is setting shape. And if you want to help that, or if you want to help some of the international organizations or the national organizations, just find somebody that you know or some group that you know is doing something and they have very low overhead. That's the overhead at the Red Cross and MDA and at the Susan G. Komen Foundation, very high. A lot of your money goes to just their bureaucracy, buying advertising. That's what they do. There's a lot of ads. It used to be that radio stations would give to the Red Cross or these other organizations, give them free airtime. I don't think that's the case anymore for fairly obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. Speaking of obvious, Lindsay Lohan, if there's anybody, do we give any more airtime to anybody than Lindsay Lohan? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even think during the presidential race, it was still more
favored for Mitt Romney.
Lohan.
Yeah. All right, so what's the latest from her?
Well, she's back at it again. Lindsay likes to blame other people for her problems. TMZ reported on Monday that authorities in L.A. are going to charge Lindsay with lying to them about her June car accident. If you remember, she had an accident on Pacific Coast Highway, and she insisted that she wasn't driving her Porsche when it rammed into a truck, but witnesses say that she was. Sources say in Lindsay's camp that she's telling friends the cops are out to get her. She believes they have a vendetta against her and that she's terrified at the possibility she may be sent back to prison.
Huh?
Lindsay, really? You think that the cops have something? I mean, don't they have more pressing issues to
Lindsay
tackle
Lohan
than being after you?
You know, is the same thing to be said about Kirstie Alley? This interview is getting really pre-hyped by Barbara Wawa, talking about John Travolta being the greatest love of her life. She goes on to talk about his sexuality and all these other things. This is stuff that people care about, apparently.
Well, don't forget, both Kirstie and John Travolta are members of Scientology.
Scientology, right.
Right. So they are in the same faith together, and it would behoove her to probably keep his name clean. But she told Barbara Walters in an interview that John was, quote, the greatest love of my life. And she says that rumors about his sexuality just aren't true. She knows him. She knows he's not gay. And she can't explain. Yeah, she can't explain why these rumors have followed him.
Is to love, love, love him. And she does. This is Good Day. How do you do?
Staples got.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
kitschy today as it was 25 years ago. Doug Steffens, good day.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
54 past the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Shelley Palmer is our featured technology reporter working on that which makes your life better. Was some of the information that you found in the various social media helpful when it came to how you voted? Interesting to see the most popular tweet of all time, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Four more years.
Yep.
The most popular tweet of all time. And one wonders what will happen.
I forgot to retweet that.
Oh, did you? Oh, gee.
Oops. Maybe next time.
Oops! So the interesting thing is, looking back 4 years, if you will, or 8 years, however many years you want to go back, and see how technology has changed, and how do you think it'll change in the next 4 years? How many years ahead will we be in just the terms of technology? Shelley Palmer in a moment talking about some of the social media numbers in addition to what we were just talking about from Twitter. The election night special on social media next here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the year of social media just keeps on trucking. On Tuesday night, President Obama was reelected for a second term after he hit the magic number of 270 Electoral College votes. That wasn't the only Obama-related number of significance from Tuesday night, however. Obama's four more years tweet almost immediately became the site's most retweeted tweet ever, with almost 700,000 retweets as of noon yesterday. His victorious Facebook post was the most liked photo on the site ever, with nearly 3.5 5.5 million likes in the same time frame. After dominating the Summer Olympics and the presidential debates, it made sense that social media followed suit and shined during the election as well. So what's next for Facebook, Twitter, and other social media? Well, the sky's the limit, especially considering Twitter didn't succumb to the dreaded fail whale on Tuesday, inspiring the site's creative director, Doug Bauman, to tweet, RIP fail whale. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophss.org. That's mophss.org.
Talk, always our connection. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, any of us at DougStephan.com. You think that?
Well, not any of us at DougStephan.com. That won't
Rich,
work.
No, it probably won't work. Rich won't work there. How much time do you spend playing games online? I wonder about women and games versus men and games and all the various. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of games, these sites. There is I was looking at a baseball site, as a matter of fact, all about the rules and stats. And I figured if there were all of these sites for baseball, there must be all of these various sites. I first was asking about games, Jennifer.
Yes.
In the sense of playing
I was trying to follow
Farmville. Farmville. But there's also a lot of focus on players in various sports and their own websites that exist, people going
probably
there.
One of the most popular games right now online is Words with Friends or Scramble with Friends. Those are the ones I really like to play. I just don't have a whole lot of time to do it.
Yeah, I wonder how you have time. As they become very time. My God, they're very time.
Well, they're great. Like Words with Friends or Scramble are great when you're waiting in line because they're like 2-minute games, so you can do them quickly. But
yeah, like when you're waiting in line to vote.
Right. Exactly.
That kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, here we are, putting your heart and your mind together for another hour of the Good Day program. We are appreciative of your paying attention and being around. Jennifer and Doug at 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.